Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg, and in this segment, we'll be talking about General Motors. They've been in the news a lot, mostly bad news of late, but here's a good news story, and it does qualify for Eco Talk because it is a green initiative, and it seems sincere and seems to be having success. We're going to welcome Ray Tessier. He is the GM, Group Director of Environmental Services, to talk about one of their plants going to landfill-free status. We'll find out what that means. And also, you know, what they're doing in the way of creating more green cars. And thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
So earlier this month, your Tonawanda engine plant, which I guess is the world's largest engine manufacturing facility, became the second GM plant to achieve landfill-free status. That plant, it says here, produces 4,000 engines a day, has 2,500 people working there, and sends zero waste to the landfill. And compare that to the average American, who generates about 7 pounds of waste a day, and that will most of it end up going to the landfill, unfortunately. So this is pretty impressive. Landfill-free status, is that one of your policies?
Well, it's a goal that we've had. We have goals dealing with waste reduction, and we've had them for a number of years. And at Tonawanda, we were real pleased that they were able to achieve that because this is an older manufacturing facility. It's been in business for a long time, and it's a little more difficult to do that at an older facility than it is at a newer facility. The first facility that we did it at was our Flint Engine South plant, which was a new plant, and we achieved that back in March of 2005. So it was a great effort on the part of the folks at Tonawanda, and everybody pitched in.
Now, I understand that some 23,000 tons of waste are generated at this plant every year. So what is not going to the landfill?
Most of it is scrap metal. And as we machine our engines, we get down to the tiniest shavings. And those are all reclaimed and recycled, sent back to our foundries to be recast into engine components. And we use those at the Tonawanda plant as well as some of our other engine plants.
Now, this is not for end-of-life vehicles. And what happens to those, by the way? I don't think you have a producer take-back policy yet where you collect the cars after their life has ended and take them back and recycle them. I don't know if any car companies are doing that, but it might not be a bad idea.
Yep. No, we don't do that. Operations are strictly controlled. And all the precious metals are removed and recycled from those operations, from the catalytic converters. Batteries are removed and recycled. All the fluids are drained and collected. And one of the initiatives that we've undertaken here recently with some of our newer models the last couple of years is all of the plastics are marked so that they can be recycled and separated into the proper type of plastics. So we are doing some things to aid in that process.
And you have a waste-to-energy facility on site?
No, we do not have waste-to-energy facilities on the sites of our facilities.
So where do you do that, and what is that process like? I think it would help some listeners understand, how do you take waste, garbage essentially, and turn it into productive energy?
The waste that we have, the goal is to reduce the amount of waste that we have, and those are the programs that we have in place. And what we cannot eliminate or reduce, then recycling is the next initiative that we go after, to recycle that waste.
But you take 5%, which I understand is about 1,000 tons, and convert it to energy.
We use landfill gas in facilities that are close to landfills to convert those into energy in lieu of buying natural gas at our facilities.
Okay, so you're trapping the methane and turning that into
fuel.
Okay.
Exactly. And obviously, it's also a good business decision because that does not cost as much as natural gas coming into the plant.
Reducing waste or recycling your waste is a good business proposition, and companies, including the car manufacturers, are learning that, happy to say. So I understand that you make flex fuel engines at the Tonawanda plant. How are those being used in your cars?
Those are used in some of our vehicles to allow us to burn the ethanol, the E85 that's made from corn. And so you have the option of burning ethanol or gasoline. The computer senses what fuel is in the car and allows the engine to be adjusted for that.
Now, according to Toyota's website, they also have two zero landfill manufacturing plants. Are you ahead of them, or is this a real competition?
Well, obviously, you know, we are focused on our plants, looking at what we can do. We know they're a formidable competitor, and they also have a good program. But we have the two in the U.S. now, and we have 14 others globally that we feel there's a target for us to achieve there, achieve the zero landfill.
Now, is there a goal to increase your flex fuel vehicles, since there's so much interest in ethanol right now, and are you committed to that?
Again, that's not the field that I'm exactly involved in, mm-hmm. but yes, our company is committed to flex fuel vehicles, and they're looking at getting more and more of them out on the road. I believe we have about 1.5 million out there right now.
So have you proven the economic case for turning recycled goods or recycling goods into energy? Can you say this actually works and saves money? Have you documented that?
Oh, yes. In fact, we recycle almost all of our waste oil from our plants. And what we are able to achieve there is a 25 to 50% reduction in cost of purchasing the virgin oils. So, you know, not only are we not sending that oil into the environment, we're bringing it right back into our plants, and we're achieving a saving. So I think that you could say that business leadership and environmental leadership are complementary goals. We're finding that out.
Okay, there's been, of course, a lot of controversy about the Hummer. I guess you're not making that anymore. Hummer 1, was that the big one?
That is a big one, yep. But again, you know, I'm not on the product side. I wish I could be a little more familiar and comment on that product portfolio.
I understand. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. It's just it's rare that we get someone from a car company, and there's lots of questions to ask. So I appreciate your being able to answer the ones about waste, and I think we're out of time. But Ray Tessier, GM Group Director of Environmental Services, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
If you'd like to learn more about our topics and our guest today, go to our website at www.ecotalk.net. Stay with us. We've got more great green news for you coming up. Boogie, 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 boogie.